Okay, my name is Lucy Volpe, and I'm here with Ricky Kim, the Assistant Director of Media at USF Bulls Radio. Could you tell me a little bit more about your title, Ricky?
Well, like you just said, I'm the Assistant Director of Media at Bulls Radio. For my job, I oversee all our social media accounts, help plan events, and just try to spread the word of Bulls Radio on campus and just in our local community as well.
Awesome. So what would you say is Bulls Radio number one goal this year for the semester?
I think Bulls Radio's number one goal this semester is to just revamp our whole image, just to connect to all the students on campus and locally as well, just because we weren't really showcasing ourselves in all the things that we provide to students. And so my goal that I set for myself is just to make sure that students know what Bulls Radio provides to all students on campus, organizations, and just everything as well.
Cool. So you guys have been named Florida's number one college radio station. Can you tell me, you know, what you guys did to make that happen and get that title?
Yeah, okay. So we're Florida's number one college radio station. I like saying that because we say it on our IDs when we start our show and everything.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
Any show host says it. But the reason why we're Florida's number one college radio station is because we are the only college radio station in Florida that's student run. Like, we don't have a supervisor that gets paid with salary to oversee everything. We are all students. We all have classes we need to take, but we make the time to make sure that we're there doing our job and just to make sure that, like, the radio station is just run smoothly and everything.
Are there any challenges with being a student-run organization?
There is for all of us, because it's flexible hours, but it's hard just to make sure we have time for all the students that come in and all our volunteers as well. But that's why I like it, though, because it kind of gives you that perspective of what it's like in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no radio classes on campus at USF, so Bulls Radio is the only thing that gives you that hands-on experience. You don't have to have any qualifications. You don't have to be a certain level. You don't even have to be a mass comm major. Like, our
awesome.
Last program director was a public health major, and she knew how to run the whole station.
Oh, cool.
And so just, like, the only challenge that I have for myself is just to make sure that I get to every student that contacts us.
Okay. So you spoke about, you know, bringing more awareness to USF students. And since you are at Florida's number one college radio station, do you have any plans to bring Bulls Radio national recognition? Like, for example, CMJ Music Fest, they focus a lot of their festival on college radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have any plans to try to get that?
For me, I like promoting Bulls Radio. I love it there and everything. For the CMJ, I know that our last music director, she had a relationship with them, but I don't know what happened with that. I think our new one, he might be doing something with that as well. I know I contact iHeartRadio about getting our stream through them, because I know we use the TuneIn app, and it's kind of hard to just, like, always having to download it. But for some reason, our software with theirs wasn't really compatible, and it was just a complicated situation right there. I think for me, what I want to do to make everything on a national level is just to have all our shows that we have on the air get being promoted, not just, like, on campus or locally, but just out there as well. Because we have, like, so many different shows. We have different sports shows. We have different music shows. We have talk shows. We have, we just have so many different shows. Like, there was this one show where this guy, he would have someone call in, and they would give him five words, and he would make a whole story out of it for the whole hour. So it's just, like, different things.
Awesome.
So, like, it's really cool. Like, we don't just, like, focus on just one topic of just, like, talk shows or just, like, top 40 or anything. Even though we are a top 40 radio station, we have different shows
mm-hmm.
that show the diversity as well.
Oh, that's really neat. So what type have you, are you guys involved in any local events, and what type of local events are you involved in?
I actually have a cool relationship with No Club St. Media, because I work for them as well, and it's just really cool because we do, like, cross promotion with, like, doing giveaways on campus, so that way students will know more about No Club St. Media, and I like it, though, because, like, you build a relationship with other people, and that way you can see what everybody does around the Tampa Bay area, even in St. Pete, because they're like in downtown St. Pete. And I know we last year we did stuff with Gasparilla Music Festival. I like that because when we reach out to them, they give us tickets, and we do reviews on the shows, and we post on our website, so that's the cool thing about it.
And what type of events does No Clubs State Media promote?
More music show-based.
Okay.
And it's so cool, though. I like it. Our
great.
Music department loves them so much, too.
Good.
and I love them. But awesome. I want to, like, focus more on, like, not just, like, on the music aspect of it, just, like, everything else, too, because I know that there's a lot of different things happening in Tempe area that we can reach out to. I think it's just finding the right ones that mm-hmm. we all like and that we have the time for.
Right. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, over the summer, Bulls Radio has formed a new affiliation with WDAE 820 AM.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell me how this new relationship has helped Bulls Radio?
Yeah, whenever they signed a new contract with WUSF on campus, that's when I first volunteered, so I didn't really know about it too much, though. But I know that now that we are on HD Radio, so that's the cool part. So it goes all the way out, like, in the Bay Area, not just, like, on campus or anything, too.
Okay.
So, like, you can go on your car and just...
And tune in,
right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Ricky, well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Can you still add that on?